What's up, y'all? This is Will here at Schedulefly, and here's another one of our Timeless Advice episodes. This is an episode about a couple who started a restaurant and brewery, and they started out with a $1 million business plan and wound up opening for $70,000. I'll tell you the story of how they went from $1 million to $70,000. Extremely cool. Comes from our first Restaurant Owners Uncorked book published in 2010. My guess is it would be hard to do it for $70,000 nowadays, but the process they went through to whittle down is fantastic, and I always remember this story. So, before we get to that, a quick sponsor highlight here, and we have two sponsors for these episodes. The first sponsor is us, Schedulefly. If your restaurant uses pencil and paper or Excel, or you're taking a picture of the schedule and texting it out, or anything that's not a scheduling software, and scheduling has become an issue, if there's any kinds of problems, or it's a headache, or it's time consuming, or you just want to make all your communication streamlined and seamless, check out Schedulefly. We've been doing this since 2007. We've got nearly 6,000 restaurants on our platform. We've grown solely through word of mouth. And our whole business model is super simple, easy, and reliable software combined with legendary customer service. Schedulefly.com, you can do a 30-day free trial. You don't have to put in any billing information. Ask around, too. Ask people if they know about Schedulefly. If you find somebody, we're confident they're going to say good things about us. They're going to say great things about us. But you can do a 30-day free trial. My personal cell phone number is right there on the trial sign-up page. So if you have any questions, happy to help. If you go to the Learn More page on our site and scroll down, there's a very brief, high-level, 2 or 3 minute demo. And we would love an opportunity to serve you and your team. So give us a shot. Our other sponsor is Flip, FLYP, FLYP. If you go to flipmoney.com or look up Flip in the App Store, you'll find a very cool online banking platform. No branches, just a checking account and a debit account or debit card for now. Lots more products in their pipe coming down the road. But this is a really cool company. No fee checking account, no minimum balance, no nickel and diming, and you get this debit card that comes with it that's rewards-based. So just like when you use your credit card and you get airline miles or points or some kind of reward, that's what happens when you use the Flip debit card. And not only that, if you use the promo code SCHEDULEFLY and you spend $100 in the first month on that debit card, you get $20 from Flip, no questions asked. But the cool thing about this debit card is it comes with an app, right? And every time you use your debit card, you open the app and there's a flip wheel. And you spin that flip wheel, kind of like Wheel of Fortune wheel, and you'll win something. You might win 1% cash back, 2%, 5%, 10%, up to 110%. And I can say, we actually have a Schedulefly user that got 100% cash back recently. In addition, we have a Schedulefly customer that got 23% cash back recently. So if you don't get cash back, you can win flip coins. And when you compile enough flip coins, you can use those. So it's really cool. It just makes it fun. Each time you use your debit card, you go spin that wheel and something good happens. So check out flipmoney.com. Find Flip in the App Store. Remember to use the promo code Schedulefly to get that $20 once you spend your first 100 in the first month. And that is that. So on to the episode. So here is, here's Mick and Molly Honeycamp, and they're thinking about opening a brewery, Socorro Springs Restaurant and Brewery, in Buena Vista, Colorado. And they put together this business plan, and they got this $1 million business plan. And here's where this picks up. Quote, in our, this is Mick talking, and again, this was our first Restaurant Owners Uncorked book, available on Amazon. Quote, in our original business plan, we estimated that we need $1 million for everything. We're planning for brand new top of the line equipment and so on. So we go to this banker's office, and he kind of laughed at us and he told us, you've got to get your costs way down and you need to have your own money coming to this thing. He pretty much told us it was impossible and laughed us out of his office. I started grad school around the same time. We just kept trying. We looked at several little towns and we thought we had really trimmed our business plan down. We got it down to about 700,000. So we went to a banker and told him how we really made our plan into a lean business plan. And once again, he pretty much laughed us out of the door. So we're living in Socorro Springs, New Mexico, and one of our friends knew the owner of an old historic building, a gentleman named Chuck. We showed Chuck our plan and told him that what we wanted to do, and he was real interested. But at the same time, he told us, you are nuts for putting that much money out there with no experience. You'll never make it work. You've got to find a way to get it down. Then we went to the Great American Beer Festival, and we stopped at a place called Il Vicino, which is now Amica's Restaurant and Brewery in Salida, Colorado. There was a great person there named Tom Hennessy, and he had put out this video called How to Start Your Own Microbrewery for Less Than $20,000. In it, he talked about how to use old dairy equipment and how to improvise. You don't have to buy everything new and turnkey. He had this tiny little kitchen, 1 4-burner stove and a wood-fired pizza oven. He told us the wood-fired pizza oven was awesome. It was really inexpensive, real efficient. You could cook a pizza in it in about 3 minutes, and it's unique. Meanwhile, pizzas have a really low cost of goods, and you only need one prep table, and you can get by with pretty much nothing in terms of the kitchen. On the way back, we looked at a bunch of other breweries that were really thriving with really efficient, small setups and not a lot of overhead. We came back home, and Molly went to work crunching numbers. And our $500,000 to $700,000 startup shrank down to about $100,000. We went back to Chuck and said, we've learned a bunch of things and we think we need less than $100,000 to get started. We've already been buying equipment. He looked at us with an excited look and said, okay, let's at least try it. So our discussion started, and about a year later, we opened. It was about 4.5 years from the time we said we were going to own a restaurant until the day we opened. That's how we got into this business. We just kept pushing and pushing. Then I asked, well, how did you get the original $100,000 you needed when you first got started? And here's Mick. Well, the banks wouldn't have anything to do with this. So we go around to restaurants that had gone out of business and we buy what we could. We were just using credit cards, and I just finished up grad school, so I maxed out all my student loans to the extent I could. There was a lot of stuff we could get for free. For example, we went to a dairy, and the man had a tank sitting out. I asked him how much he'd sell it for, and it was $50, so we ended up buying a lot of stuff that way. Once we'd done all that, we realized we needed about $30,000 more to finish the building out. We ended up getting the landlord to carry that in a 3-year note. So when we finally opened up, we had spent about $70,000 for the whole brewery. The leasehold improvements, the wood-fired pizza oven, the kitchen, all of our furniture, our lights, the bar, everything. So that means you can run real lean and you don't have to charge a fortune for your product. And you can be highly profitable. However, Molly and I were out of cash, out of credit, out of everything but hope, and we needed money to buy the inventory to open. We were sitting at home and I said, hey, the flea market is open tomorrow. I bet we can get $50 for our sofa, $20 for our lights, and so on. The next day, we cleared out our house of everything but our bed, and we earned around $500. We took it to Costco and bought flour, cheese, sauce, ingredients, toppings, and came home with $6. We ate a dozen tacos at Taco Bell, and the next day we opened. Not a pretty story, but we did whatever we had to do. You have to believe in your dreams. 3 months after we opened, we were able to replace the prep tables that we had bought cheap and fixed up ourselves with newer and better tables. There is still equipment to this day that we had from that day one. You know, if you buy something brand new, the day you use it, it's worth pennies on the dollar. So if you can buy it used, you can save on all that devaluation. Now, I thought it was such an amazing story. I'll never forget him telling me that story. And it was almost like, it's like watching the climax of, you know, of a movie where they're down to their last, you know, they sell all their stuff. They got $500. they go in and they buy everything that they can. Their, you know, their sauce, their ingredients at Costco, and they're down to $6. Dozen tacos at Taco Bell, and then they open. I mean, they have maxed out everything. But I just love this story so much because the presumption is often is you know, you got to go in there and you got to have all this stuff and, you know, you need everything to be turnkey. And they take a $1 million business plan and whittle it to 700 thinking they're lean, and they wind up at 10% of that, 70 grand to get open. Fully maxed out. I don't even know if Mick would say that's, you know, is that good advice to max out all your credit? Like, just come in with six. It's a pretty risky proposition. But the cool thing is they've only got $70,000 in this. So the lesson with this always being, of course, you know, it sometimes helps to even just pretend that you have no money. Like, what would you do if you have no money? We do that a lot at Schedule Fly. Like, let's just pretend, like, if we have no money at all, like, how would you do this? And it forces you to be creative. It forces you to come up with ways to do things that you wouldn't come up with if you had the benefit of having a bunch of cash on hand and where you would do the traditional things. I remember when Wes and I went to, in 2008, to the National Restaurant Association trade show, and we spent like, I don't know, 12, 15 grand, and we came back and we said, we'll never do that again. We can always find a better way to use that 12 to 15 grand or just not use it at all. But that's the thing you're supposed to do, right? Well, you got to go to trade shows and you got to go, you know, you got to advertise and you got to have salespeople and you got to have marketing. We've done none of that and we've done okay. But I really love the story that Mick and Molly went through that process, had their backs against the wall, got creative, figured it out. 70 grand in. Now, this is, again, back in 2010. You probably couldn't do it for that now, but you could certainly go through that process, buying the used equipment and get very creative and find a way to make it happen if that's your dream. That's what you want to do. Don't go in there with tons of debt, investors expecting, you know, like, that gets really challenging and just has all these strings that comes with it. So I love this story. I hope you loved it too. Thank you for listening. More of these coming soon, more Thomas Advice Series episodes coming soon. But also, next week, if everything goes as planned, we will be recording 6 in-person episodes. 2 in Raleigh, 1 in Denver, and 3 in Boulder, Colorado. So stay tuned. Hope my voice holds up. More of these hopefully coming very soon. Y'all have a good one. See you.